Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Vav in Maseches Tanis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. If you remember, we've been dealing with the concept that if it did not rain after a certain point in time in when it should be actually raining, then there were communal decrees for fasting. We said that there were three different sets. There was a set of three, another set of three, and then a set of six. A set of seven. So the question became... While the community is fasting, obviously, the Kohanim in theory should be fasting. However, let's say the Kohanim are serving in the base of Mikdash. We know that there are Mishmaros. There are 24 Mishmaros, each Mishmar of Kohanim that would serve every single week, 1 week per Mishmar, and they did it on a rotating cycle. So let's say it was a specific group of Kohanim's Mishmar, and they were decreed fast during this time. So what is a higher priority? Is the fasting a higher priority, or is the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash a higher priority? So that's what this Mishnah is going to deal with. And essentially, we'll see that at the end of the day, if we're concerned that the Avoda will be messed up, so then we say the Avoda is a higher priority, because that is obviously a mitzvah, right? So for the Kohanim to be serving in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is, at the end of the day, just a takana, a certain gzeira decree that... we want the rain to come. So let's see how this all breaks down. One additional note that we have to mention before we go further is that while we know there are 24 Mishmaros, there is also something that we call a Beis Av. A Beis Av is that, so we have a group of Kohanim that are in a single Mishmar, one of the 24 Mishmars. In each and every single one of the 24 Mishmars, there also are seven groups of what we call Beis Av. So in other words, on Sunday there's a Beis Av, and on Monday there's a second Beis Av, a Tuesday a third Beis Av, etc. Basically, it's that a single 1 week's worth of Kohanim for a single Mishmar is divided into seven, and one group serves on each single day, and each one of those groups is called a Beis Av. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Shalosh Ta'aniyos Harishonos, the first set of three fasts. Anshei Mishmar Mit'anin Velo Mashlimin. The men of the week's Mishmar who are not serving in the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, it's not their Beis Av. So it says the Mishnah, they fast most of the day, but don't complete the fast. In other words, they can break their fast before the fast is over so that they can have strength in theory if they need to be called in to do the Avodah. But since most likely they won't be called in to do the Avodah, that's why they should fast most of the day. The Anshei Beis Av, Elohayu Mis'anim Klal, the people who were, it was their Beis Av that day, they were for sure going to be on duty, then they do not fast at all. That's during the first set of three fasts. Shalosh Shniyos, and the second set of three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mit'anin U'mashlimin. The men of the week's Mishmar, who it's not their Beis Av, so they fast and they complete their fast. Anshei Beis Av Mis'anin V'lo U'mashlimin, but the men the men who it is there currently their Beis Av, they're supposed to do the Avodah today, so they fast, but they do not complete their fast. Sheva Achronos, and we know that we explained that each one of these series of fasts, the reason why there's a difference is because because for each set that we have to decree another set for, because it has not rained, so they get a little bit more strict. So in this final set of fasts, Sheva Achronos, in the final seven, Eilu Ve'ilu Mis'anin U'mashlimin, all groups, whether you're just your Mishmar, or even if it's your Beis Av, you are actually doing the Avoda for that day for sure. Everyone fasts and completes their fast. Diri Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua has to say. However, the Chachamim disagree with this. The Chachamim Omer and the Chachamim argue, they say, Shalosh Ta'anios Harishonos, Ilu Va'ilu, Lo Hayu Mis'anin Klal. No one fasts, whether it's your Mishmar or it's your actually Beis Av. No one fasts at all. No Kohan fasts in this Mishmar in the first, the three set. Shalosh Shniyos Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin Velo Mashlimin, Anshei Beis Av Lo Hayu Mis'anin Klal. The second set of three fasts, the men of the Mishmar, who it's not their Beis Av, they fast, but they don't complete their fast. And the men of the Beis Av, they don't fast at all. And then Sheva Achronos, Anshei Mishmar, Mis'anin U'mashlimin, Anshei Beis Av, Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin. For the final set of seven fasts, in which we are strictest, the men of the Mishmar, who it's not their Beis Av, they fast, and they complete their fast. And the men of the Beis Av, they're actually doing the Avoda today, they fast, but they do not complete their fast. That is the end of Mishnah Vav. Now Mishnah Zayin says the Mishnah a few other additional halachos that you might find of interest related to the Mishmaros, the Kohanim and the Mishmar. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yayin Balilos Aval Lo Vayamim. Let's say it's your Mishmar, but it's not your Beis Av. So the Mishnah says, we know that a Kohen cannot drink during the Avodah. Chas v'shalom would be a huge Isser De'oraisa. But the Mishnah says that if it's your week, if it's your Mishmar, but you're not on duty, right? It's not your Beis Av. You're permitted to drink wine during the night, but not during the day. Why not during the day? Well, because there's a concern that there's a chance that you could be called to do the avoda. It is, after all, your week of mishmaros, and therefore, since there's a chance you could be called if you're needed, then we do not allow you to drink during the day based on that chance. At night, there is not really many avoda of the Beis HaMikdash that happens at night. Therefore, we're not so concerned that you're going to be called, and therefore you could drink at night if it's not your night. But obviously, if it's your day of Beis Av, you can't drink wine during the day, nor can you drink the following night, because there is some service for them to perform even at night, and therefore there's no drinking at night as well. Then the Mishnah concludes with an important halacha. We know that there are the 24 mishmaros, as we've been discussing, but there are also something called the ma'amados. There are 24 ma'amados corresponding to the 24 mishmaros. The ma'amados are groups of non-kohanim that actually stand in the Beis HaMikdash during they attend the service of the various public offerings that are brought, and we'll discuss that a little bit more as we go on with the Masechta, but for now we'll take that for granted, that there's 24 mishmaros, and there's 24 ma'amados that goes alongside with the 24 mishmaros. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar ve'Anshei Ma'amad Asurin Milsaper Ulmechabes. The men of the Mishmar and the men of the Ma'amad, they're both forbidden to cut their hair and launder their clothing during their week of that they're on duty. The reason why that they cannot do this is because we want to make sure that they took care of these needs before they came to the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Mishnah, even though they can't do it during the week, v'chamishi mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. On Thursday, they are permitted to cut their hair and wash their clothes. Why? L'chavod Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos Kodesh. Now you'll say, why on Thursday? What about Friday? Wouldn't you think that it should be permissible on Friday? Say the Mefarshim that, yes, Friday of course is permissible if Thursday is permissible. However, we're concerned that you might be involved in other Shabbos needs on Friday, so we're saying even on Thursday, it's an extra chiddush, you are allowed to wash your clothing and cut your hair if need be for Shabbos. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. For now, we will stop right here.